Good morning, everyone. This is Charlotte Richardson from Kent FA.
Hello. Hi.
Would you like to explain what you do to everyone, what you do and that?
Yeah, of course. Thank you very much. So, my name's Charlotte and I work in football in something called marketing and communications. I've done a little bit of a presentation today. First of all, who likes football? Does anybody like football? Yeah? We've got a few football fans in the room. Yeah, who do you support?
Chelsea.
We've got Chelsea fans in the room. Anyone else? Any Arsenal?
Yeah.
Arsenal.
Chelsea.
I don't play football. I don't really like football, but I like the name Arsenal.
You like the name Arsenal. They're a good team. Fair enough. Does anyone recognise? Does anyone recognise any of the logos on here at all?
Ah, so
I heard it though. You recognise? So we've got Sky Sports. We've got BBC Radio Kent.
The only football person I know is Chelsea.
It's Chelsea. So these are all the different places that I've worked at. So we've got the university there where I very first started at. Then we've got the Kent FA, and their job is to look after football in Kent. So that's putting on different football sessions, running different teams, making sure that lots and lots of different people from lots of different walks of life get to play football. And then in the middle there, and you've probably not heard of them, but it's Gillingham Football Club. They're a team in League One. And I used to work there for a little while. And then we obviously got BBC Radio Kent, Kent Messenger, Sky Sports. So I was once on the news with Channel 5. All around football and marketing and communication. So it's quite an exciting job. So I do a variety of tasks on a day-to-day basis. I can look after the website. I can write match reports. I go to games. I interview players after games. So last night I was at Margate Football Club and we had an FA Trophy Cup game. And after 90 minutes, the score was 2-2, four brilliant goals. It then went to extra time, and then we had a really dramatic penalty shootout that went on until about 12 o'clock at night, which is why I'm so tired today. But my job is to look after all our guests, to do things like penalty shootouts, interview the players after games, make sure all the fans have a really, really nice time. Oh, excuse me. And then we've got a game again on Saturday, so we'll be working towards that, getting some more fans and stuff like that. If I just go to the next slide, these are some photos of me doing different bits and pieces. So that's me in the top left corner there, doing a penalty shootout with our younger fans at half time. So we invite them to come along to games, and then at half time they get to take a penalty, and then whoever wins gets a programme. That's a photo of me in the middle at Coventry City. As you can see, I've got my laptop ready, so my job is to basically watch the game and then write what I see and put it out on social media. Yeah, do you have a question?
Yeah, I've got a question.
Cool.
Do you get free tickets to games?
Well, I have to work at the games, so I get paid to be at the games. So that's why it's a pretty good job.
How many games get to go to the games for free? You get paid for going.
Yep.
It's like if you don't like a match and you do better, at least you get that money.
Exactly. That is one way of looking at it, for sure. And then other opportunities get to go to the FA. So I went to St George's Park, which is where all the England team train. So they have like dozens and dozens of pitches and stuff like that. And then in the middle, that's me interviewing Bradley Dapp, who played for Gillingham at the time that I worked there. He now plays for Blackburn Rovers, but that season he won Player of the Year for that league. So he was worth a lot of money. And then in the bottom right corner, presented the Player of the Match to Freddie Lapido, who now plays for Crystal Palace, and he made his debut for them against Manchester United this season. So you get to meet lots of interesting and new people as well.
I thought Crystal Palace was a Chinese place.
It could well be as well, you never know. It's also a football club as well. And then we've got some more photos here doing different bits and pieces. So that's a photo of me on the news, which was quite scary. I had to walk into this room called a green room. So when you watch it on TV, you think it's a studio, but when you're sat there, it's literally just this green space. It's very, very strange. And that was going live on TV, so I had to think really carefully about how I was going to answer the questions and stuff like that. And then there's some other photos there of me again at football grounds, not having to pay to get in, being able to work there. And we invite groups of school children to come and watch. And in the top right, can anyone see what we're wearing on our headset? Does anyone know what that might be?
Headset.
And what do you think we use those for?
To talk to people.
So we basically, me and my colleague there, we go to football games, we put the headset on, and we will watch a football game. Exactly. The conversation that we have between each other in that little mic goes out to hundreds of thousands of people across Kent.
I kind of recognise that man.
Do you really? Oh, you might do, because he works for the BBC, so you might have seen him on TV. You'll definitely have heard him on the radio every single Saturday. So if there's a goal, we have to tell people there's a goal. If there's a sending off, anything that goes on in the ground, so we have to research all the players, how they've been playing, how many games they've won. So it's quite a fun job. And then at the end of the game, we'll have our mic and then we'll go and interview the manager, which again is really good if they've won the game, but if they've lost the game, then sometimes it's a little bit difficult. So that's all the variety of different things that you get to do in football. So it's not necessarily just having to play. And here's again some just of the posters that have to go in and all the different ideas that I'm responsible for to try and get people to football games. If you support Chelsea, you don't necessarily have to work very hard to get fans to come to your games. If you work for Margate or the Kent FA, you have to work a little bit harder to try and attract people to come, because if I was to tell you some of the Margate players I know, you wouldn't know who they are. They're not very famous. That's my battery going. 7%, hurry up. So we do different ideas there. So we're having a Christmas party later this month where we're going to have face painting, a DJ. For Halloween, we had a game, so we asked everyone to dress up. So they're all just different ways to engage people with sport and football, because sport and football can be quite a good thing. Most people like football, and it's a good way to connect with them and help them have a really nice time, a nice afternoon out. Potentially, if they're not having very much fun at school or if they're not enjoying their job, football is a nice place for them to come and have a little bit of fun and enjoy themselves, which is really important. And then finally, these are just again some more photos of the different bits and pieces that I'm responsible for. So we have groups of school children come and watch at Margate. We have a birthday party going on there. We have a walking football team who came and played a game before one of our matches. There's a couple of our first team player with a group from a charity called Mencat. So we had some guests come along to the game and they got to sit in our sponsors lounge, pick the player of the match. They got to meet some of the players. And then that's our manager in the top right presenting a shirt to one of our loyal fans. So in a nutshell, there's lots and lots of different jobs working in football, not only playing or refereeing, but you need people to write match reports, you need people to look after websites, social media, you need people to write team sheets in. So there's lots of volunteering and work opportunities. And I guess it's just quite a fun place to work. Obviously last night when we got knocked out of the competition on penalties, that's not necessarily the best afternoon at work. But when you win games and the team's doing well, then it's quite a fun place to work. You get to know the players really well, you get to know the fans really well. And of course, there's other places like the Kent FA where I worked before, where you get to meet lots and lots of different people. You get to travel around, go to different clubs, meet different groups of people. So it's quite a good job. But did anyone have any questions or anything?
Yeah. Have you ever done anything football related in that football park?
At Welling, yes, I have indeed. I was there a couple of weeks ago because Margate played a game there. So yeah, I've worked at Welling. I've been to Wembley. I've been to Stamford Bridge, I've been to the Emirates. So working in football means you get to visit a lot of places. So besides Welling, I've been to Coventry, I've been to Priestford Stadium, of course. And I would say Wembley's probably the best place I've worked at.
Was you at Wembley, England versus Slovakia?
I didn't go to that one. I've been to the FA Cup final there, and I've been to, like, before the last World Cup, I covered their, I worked at their game before they went to the World Cup, so that was quite fun.
When did you start your job?
I started my job I started volunteering when I was at university. So I studied English literature, and I knew that I wanted to get a job at the end of my degree, so I started volunteering when I was about 20, and I'm 26 now, so I've been able to go to lots of different places in that time, so yeah.
Is it journalism media that come first or football?
So I've always loved football, and my dad always used to take me to games. I always used to watch Match of the Day every single week. And I didn't really realise until I was the age of 20 that there were people doing this kind of role. I didn't realise there were jobs in football, certainly for girls as well, because obviously you see lots and lots of men and boys playing, but not necessarily many girls. So I wasn't even sure that there was that kind of job in there. So I wanted to do the journalism first, which is why I studied English. And then the more I got involved volunteering, the different jobs I realised that there were. So from the person that writes the team sheet out to the person selling things in the club shop. I always enjoyed English and art at school, so it was a way for me to be creative as well. So, yeah. Yes. No? No worries, we'll come back to you.
Have you ever worked with teams, like for like kids' teams in Canada?
Yes, so I besides working at Margate, I sit on the Kent Youth League committee, so I go and watch a lot of youth football as well, so lots and lots of teams across Kent, from sort of Ebbsfleet United to Tunbridge Wells, all their young teams. I think it's something I'm quite passionate about, getting young people playing football, because I think it's a good way to build up a lot of skills that you'll need later on in life, like teamwork, the ability to communicate and stuff like that. So, and when I was at the Kent FA, it was part of our job to grow football. So we did a lot of stuff with youth football, girls football, disability football, because you know, it's my belief that football should be for everyone, and that's very much what the FA believes in as well. So it's quite fun working there. Does anyone else have any other questions?
Does it have to be football related?
It probably would be best, but I'm kind of mildly intrigued.
Okay.
No.
Cool. Well, if anyone has any other questions, if anything comes up to you, I'm sure I can answer later.
Thanks for screaming. Do you know if, like, say, if a player gets angry, what would they do to, like go and blow off steam?
That's a really good question. So, football, and I think anything, when you're very passionate and you care about it a lot, it's very easy to get very emotional, and you do care a lot. For example, last night, it wasn't necessarily the players, but the two managers, so the managers from Margate and the managers from Bath, they weren't getting on very well on the sidelines, and we were winning 1-0 and playing very, very well, even though we were lower in the, like, we were in a different league to Bath. And then when Bath scored and celebrated, they went straight up into our managers. They weren't very sportsmanlike. And then that caused lots of different anger and stuff like that. So what our management did is they took a step back and they kind of stayed away and diffused the situation, and they focused all their energy into encouraging the team and being positive and stuff like that. But I think everyone copes very differently. Certainly in our team, we have lots of different personalities. Some of them, you know, might get frustrated and just need a bit of time out, whereas others, when they get frustrated, it motivates them to try harder and work harder. And they use that energy to give them a competitive edge. So they will get to the ball first. They will have a shot on goal. But it is a very interesting point. And even yesterday, if you think in that game, all the different emotions that we went on, we were winning, we were drawing, we were losing, we were drawing, we were in a penalty shootout. It's a lot of different emotions to deal with. And I think working in football, you learn to keep quite calm and measured. And when I worked at Gillingham Football Club, the chairman said to me, never let the highs make you too high or the lows get you too low. And I thought that was just a good tip, not only for work or for football, but for life. So it's it teaches you a good skill. Yeah.
That's why I really won't be good at football. Not because of like the actual playing football, but mostly because I probably get angry for losing the score and punch someone.
But that's the thing, like, hopefully you would learn the more games you play that sometimes it's not all about the winning and losing. There's other things that you can take away, like how hard have I worked today? What have I been able to do? When I did a talk a couple of weeks ago, someone asked me what was the best part of my job, and I think they expected me to say like free tickets or meeting the players or travelling. But it's not that at all. It's actually like when you see the photos there of the groups of people like smiling and having a good time, that's the best bit of my job.
The satisfaction.
Yeah.
Like people have enjoyed your work and what you've done.
Exactly. That's 100% that. And especially because not, you know, like I was saying, not everyone necessarily has a great time at school or a great time in their job or at home. Like,
yeah,
but they can come to a football club, and. And then for a little while, for 90 minutes, they forget all about that, and they go away feeling happier, or you might have done something to make their day a little bit better, whether it's getting them in a penalty shootout or introducing them to a player. And the players are very aware of that as well. And at Margate level, they're not professional, so they get paid to play football, but they have other jobs as well. So some of them are teachers, some of them are scaffolders, and they realise that with the role that they have on the football pitch, that when they come off of it, they've got to sign autographs. They've got, and they're really, really good at that because they also understand like their role models as well. So, yeah.
Also, have you like ever met any of like really famous characters like Messi or Ronaldo?
I've not met anyone that famous. I met Roy Hodgson, so I worked with him when he was England manager. Met Harry Kane. So I've met a few of them, but. All the Gillingham players, obviously I knew them very well because I was working with them every single day. And then I met people like, we had a lot of Millwall fans at a talk I did, so I've been to the Den, I've worked at the Den, met a lot of the Sky Sports presenters and stuff like that, but I've never met Messi or Ronaldo yet, but who knows, one day.
There we go. What skills do you need to do this job?
I would say, I think you need to have a good work ethic because everyone wants to work in football, so it's quite competitive. And like I was saying, I didn't get home till 1 o'clock in the morning. So although I might feel quite tired today, you know, you've got to have that drive to, you know, want to keep going. And I would say you also need to be quite creative. So all those different posters and stuff that I showed you, you need to be quite creative. Art, yep. Art was one of my favourite subjects. So English, yep. That was another one I did. I also did history and philosophy. It's just the ability to write and read and take in information. But yeah, that's my favourite bit, is being able to be creative. Yep. On hunt maths for when we want to sell products and when we want to do ticket prices. You need a little bit of everything. But even though if you're not good at everything, you need to then be able to work as part of a team and know that I might not necessarily be good at maths, but so-and-so is good at maths. I'll work with him, I'll work with her. So yeah, you need a lot of different skills. Yeah, it's a good question.
Have you always liked football?
Yeah, pretty much. Ever since I was like at school and I'd play in the playground. And
you're a girly girl.
I think I'm a bit of both. When I was growing up, I would have probably been called a tomboy, but I mean, I like to get my nails done, if that makes me a girly girl, I don't know, but yeah, I'd say I'm a bit of both.
Wear any colour or have your nails
done? Oh, there you go then, so I'm definitely a bit of both, I think. A bit of both, which is a good way to be, I think. You can like as many things as you want, so yeah. Got any other questions?
Okay, perfect. So, thanks a lot, Charlie. Thank you, everyone.